The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Watching the Ukraine war, we've looked on in horror as thousands have been forced from their homes, cities have been bombed, and so many deaths. Just as Putin has been branded as the villain, a pop culture hero has emerged in Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, and it's easy to understand why. Let's take a listen to his speech to the UK House of Commons yesterday.
The question for us now is to be or not to be. You all know this Shakespearean question. For 13 days, this question could have been asked. But now I can give you a definitive answer. It's definitely yes to be. And I would like to remind you the words that the United Kingdom have already heard, which are important again. We will not give up and we will not lose. We will fight till the end, at sea, in the air. We will continue fighting for our land, whatever the cost.
That was Zelensky channeling Winston Churchill. Now, the Ukraine president was an entertainer in a previous life, and it seems that charm has translated to the political stage. Joining us now to dissect his popularity is music and pop culture expert Demelza Leonard. Good morning, Demelza.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. So how would you describe this phenomenon, this rise of this a personality cult around the Ukraine president, Volodymyr Zelensky?
I think with the president, what we're finding is it's almost like he's the people's president. He's taking opportunities that other politicians would take, like freedom and being put into a very safe location, and saying, no, I'm going to stand up for my people. I'm going to be here for my people. Even in the lines that he's using, like we just saw, just heard with that Winston Churchill-esque speech, he's using phrases, I'm not iconic, Ukraine is iconic, I need ammo, not a ride, we're still here, we're on the streets. It's almost like he's taken his experience as an actor and a comedian and then put that into the political scape, and the world is loving it. The fact that they're seeing a hero in this particular politician is something that I think it's showing a lot of people are looking at and want from their politicians and leaders to do as well.
Because the reality is, you know, we don't often see war here in the West anyway. And so to see this leader standing up to Putin, who's, you know, sort of widely seen as the villain in this conflict, and we look at our own leaders and they're talking about tax reform and things like that, do we get sort of this romanticized image of a wartime leader that Zelensky's kind of, I guess, benefiting from?
I think so. I think also he's using social media, he's using the rise of social media that we haven't necessarily seen with a war of this nature before. And he's using that to his advantage. It's something that he's been doing well before the invasion started, where you just have to scroll through the Twitter feed of the Ukraine and the memes and the political propaganda that are through that, but that's almost direct dig and a comedic direct dig to Russia. That's something you don't necessarily see countries doing, and I think he's utilizing this to an advantage to communicate with that younger audience in a way that is beyond just the mainstream media, particularly as we've seen already, he's trying to reach younger Russian citizens and get his message across to them to try and stop what's happening in the Ukraine at the moment.
And young people around the world, I think, like his message is really resonating with them. His activity on social media has certainly helped. If we think about other politicians who've achieved that sort of pop culture icon status, you know, whether it's Obama, Justin Trudeau in Canada, or closer to home, Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand, why do you think some leaders kind of have that aura around them, and then others, maybe a certain Australian Prime Minister who played ukulele on 60 Minutes, they just don't have that same aura?
I think they understand their audience. They understand the younger audience, and they understand the audience that's going to send them viral. You look at someone like Obama, and he was resonating with a lot of rappers, which was then communicating to a lot of target audiences that Bush was definitely not being able to communicate with. You look at Jacinda Ardern. She's a female. She's standing up and sharing her belief. And, you know, there's a lot of women that can identify and love the fact that there's a woman in power speaking her mind and doing what she believes in. And I think when you look at someone like who we have, we're at times of crisis, these other politicians were doing what they needed to do. Whereas with us, they're on holiday or they're missing in action because they're doing something else. And it doesn't give a lot of trust. And I think these politicians who have done so well have utilized social media, but then backed it up with words and actions at the same time.
Yeah, I think, you know, going to Hawaii in the middle of a bushfire crisis probably doesn't do you any favours. But then how quickly can things turn? So over here in the West, we've got Mark McGowan, who early in the pandemic was, you know, a superstar, a rock star politician, the same as any of these others. I think at one point he was probably the most popular political leader in the world, something 98% approval rating. That's kind of taken a bit of a dip in recent weeks. Is it easy for politicians to sort of lose that luster?
I think so. I think also if you're giving the same narrative over and over again, despite changes that are happening, and remember, we do have things like social media now that people are researching whether that's correct information or not correct information. People are getting information elsewhere. And when you have that with a narrative that's continuing to remain the same for almost 2 years, you're going to have that staleness to it, and people are going to start finding ways that we're not really starting to believe you anymore. You're not evolving with the situation. It's very similar to when people turned on Taylor Swift, when people have turned on the current It Girl in Hollywood because they don't think she's the person they want to be following anymore. It's almost that exact same mentality. It's just with our politicians because they are in that public forum.
And so if social media has the power to kind of create these political heroes, does it also have this kind of like unprecedented power to tear them down? Like I'm thinking about PM Scott Morrison, the famous ukulele player that we talked about a second ago. He's going to be in the flood zone visiting Lismore today. If he gets a frosty reception from the locals and there's some moment where a local in Lismore says, oh, you know, piss off ScoMo or something like that, and it goes viral on social media, how damaging can that be to a politician?
Very damaging. And I mean, we're looking at a politician at the moment that continually seems to find himself in negative light on social media. He needs to do something that's positive, that's going to turn people's ideas around. And he's just not doing that. It's almost like he's giving fodder for social media to continue to portray him in that negative light. But it can be done, but it really comes down to how you're portraying yourself. Social media is one massive personal branding exercise, and if you aren't portraying yourself correctly, then the audience is going to start picking up on that, and that's the thing that's going to go viral because you're not being your authentic self.
Well, it seems like Zelensky certainly is being his authentic self, and Ukraine is winning the social media war. We just hope that that translates into a positive result for the actual conflict. Yeah. Music and pop culture expert Demelza Leonard, thanks so much for joining us on The West Live.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.